if compassion is considered the program of reconciliation. In other words, when we see something in our lives, we have to make sense of it. Compassion is what allows us to reconcile it. Then there's an ancient gift called the gift of the blessing. The blessing is our code that makes the reconciliation possible. The ancient gift of the blessing. So the gift of the blessing is what allows us now to free the charge of the emotion that we may find in our bodies. Blessing may be defined, let's just define it right now, as a quality, again, of thought, feeling, and emotion. We come back to these parameters again and again. Blessing allows us to acknowledge the sacred and divine nature of that which we have witnessed. Okay, if we believe that there's a single source of all that is in our world, that there is a fundamental origin of all that we'll ever witness in our world, the best of the best, the worst of the worst, the lightest of the light, the darkest of the dark. If we say we believe it all comes from a single source, then by virtue of that, whatever we see from that source must be sacred. Now, this next part is really important. Please make note of this. Just because it's sacred, blessing does not signal an agreement. It doesn't mean that we agree with what we've seen in our world. It doesn't mean that we condone an action of atrocity or an injustice against another person. It doesn't mean that. It simply acknowledges the sacred nature of that action, that it is a part of the one, of all that is, a part of all that we'll ever know or see. And maybe we don't even understand it in that moment to its fullest. There's something that happens, and this may be one of the places where words begin to fail, because it's an experience that must be entertained individually within rather than logically spoken about. As we acknowledge the sacredness of all that we witness in our world, what happens is that acknowledgement becomes the lubricant. And that's exactly what it is. It's the lubricant that frees that emotion and allows it to pass through our bodies, freeing us from the encumbrance of that knot that we feel in our throat or our stomach. It frees us from that and allows us to move forward, enabled, intact with life, rather than being stuck in the emotion of something that has hurt us so deeply that we don't know what to do with it. That's the gift of the blessing. Now, how do we apply this gift? As we witness events in our world that may have hurt us in the past, what the blessing does, it doesn't change what happened. It is changing how we feel about what happened so that we can make sense of it and reconcile it in our world, freeing ourselves to move forward in life even more enabled, even more intact than we may have been before. Because every time we give a part of ourselves away to the pain or to the hurt of the rage or the injustice or the anger, that's a part of us now that is not available to love. And to survive life, this experience that we call life, we all, for thousands of generations, have compromised little pieces of ourselves here and there just to survive. And every once in a while, what happens is we come to a place in our lives where we find something that we're really choosing to give our love to. Maybe it's a romance. Maybe it's a career. Maybe it's one of those rare opportunities where romance and career merge into one. And you found a way to make a living doing what you love to do with someone you love to do it with. Maybe that's what's happened. So you're choosing to give of yourself like you've never given before, and you reach inside and say, there's not much there because I gave it all away to survive, to get to this point. The Essenes have a beautiful parable. The parable is a story of a woman who had a family and had gone to gather grain so that she could cook food and nourish her family. So she gathered grain together and put it into a large clay vase. And she was walking along a road on the way home, and the vase broke, and the grain began to drain out behind her, and she didn't notice it. She hadn't noticed the incident. And she got to her home, and she sat her vase down, prepared to dip into the grain to feed her family, and there was nothing there. And in the parable, you are that vase, and the grain is your love. And as you compromise little pieces of yourself throughout your life, just to survive life, one day we come to a point where we choose to love with everything we have, and our grain is gone. The gift of the blessing is the powerful, proactive choice. It's a force that allows you to free the binding emotions so that you may love on levels perhaps deeper than you've ever loved before. And from the Essene perspective, that's what this lifetime is all about, as well as many mystery schools and indigenous traditions. They say that we've come to this world to learn of a love that is only possible in this world. When you wake up in the worlds of the heavens and you go about living your life, everything you do is in service to the heavens. Where's the challenge? When you come to this world and you wake up in this life and you have the lightest of the light, heaven, and you have the darkest of the dark, heaven's opposite. And we have experiences where we bounce between those two polarities, and we must make sense and reconcile them in our lives. And as we do that, we learn levels of love that are deeper, according to the texts, they're deeper than even the love of the angels in the heavens. And that is what they say we've come to this world to do. The gift of the blessing is a powerful key in that love. So, how do you apply this gift of the blessing? When an event hurts us, typically, we may look at the parameters of that hurt. I'm going to use our example of Rwanda because it lends itself well to this. In Rwanda, three things happened. The Rwandans lost their lives. Soldiers took their lives, and I was left behind to witness. Those become the opportunities of places where the blessing may be applied. And something amazing happens when we bless the things that have hurt the most. For example, what happens when we say, bless those Rwandans who gave their lives so that we may know ourselves in their passing? Our world's different now that they're gone. We have to make sense of that difference and what that means. That's the first step. Second one is the one perhaps it may be a challenge for some people. What if we say, bless the soldiers that took their lives? Bless the soldiers that took the lives of the Rwandans. This is where it's important. It doesn't mean we agree with what they did, that we consent or condone what they've done. It is our acknowledgement that they are playing out a role that is sacred in nature and part of the One. And although we may not understand it in this moment, it may not make sense to us, it is part of that One, and we're simply acknowledging that unity. How may we transcend the polarity of this world if we continue to respond to the polarity through the eyes of polarity? If we continue to respond, only blessing what's good. We bless the Rwandans, the soldiers. What about them? Well, forget those guys. They're the ones that took their lives in the first place. That's the thinking that led to this experience. It takes a powerful, masterful being to find a place within themselves where they can bless that which has transpired, which has hurt them deeply. And this is one of those places where the words may fail. This is one of those places where you must experience it for yourself. That's the second opportunity for the blessing. So we bless the Rwandans that gave their lives so that we may know them in their passing. And now we bless the soldiers that took those lives. The soldiers now know themselves in the taking of a life. That's a hard one for some people. And the last one, and it's the one that's been left out in the West, is us. Bless us in the witnessing. We're the ones that have to make sense of it. We're the ones that are left behind. And those three codes of blessing, I believe, hold such potential for healing. And I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in the lives of others. And they're so subtle. Please don't be deceived by the subtlety. And please bear in mind that when you bless, You're simply acknowledging that what you have experienced or witnessed is a part of the One, and that's all.